Well, I reckon we'd call that a ditch.
Okay. Or maybe a stream?
Yeah.
What about a deep, narrow, say a channel cut by erosion in a field?
Why not?
If it...
I know what you mean. That means to drain off the land.
Yeah. But I was thinking of something like a gully or a ravine.
Well, yes. The water can cut and make a gully, or else you can cut a channel out through here and just put all that water in one straight ditch.
I see. What do you call the, are there any names, special names for any of the, for instance, that high elevation, a high elevation of land, what's that called?
Mountain.
Are there any around here? What are the names of that? Of course there are some around it, but what are the names of some of them?
Well, up here, we've got White Oak Mountain. It's three mountains, and it's 3 miles from this valley to the valley over in Hamilton County.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of mountainy. And then back here, we have Chilhigh Mountain and all them chains of mountains up there. In Polk County and Monroe and goes on in.
Are there any around that are called knobs?
Oh, yeah.
Is a knob the same thing as a mountain?
That's a small, it's different. A mountain has to be so big, and then if there's a knob, it could be 2 or 3 acres, just a little knob.
I see. And what if it's smaller than a knob, what would you call it?
A knoll.
Uh-huh. And or how about just looking over here to the road? It's kind of comes up, you know, the road down here, over there, it just comes up. It's just even smaller than a knoll. Like, you know, Jack and Jill walked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of a hill.
Yeah.
Now, what do you call a something between two mountains?
Valley.
All right, but something you could go through, you know.
Tunnel.
All right. Now that would be cut in.
Cut in to the mountain, like my arm. The mountain. You cut a hole here, and go through that, and that'd be called tunnel.
All right. I was thinking of something like a notch or a pass or a gap.
Well, they go over a mountain, and it ain't high enough to go make a tunnel where they cut a gap.
I see.
And they go through that. The mountains has gaps in them, and then they also build on the road. You'll say, well, I'll go through the lowest gap. That's the lowest gap, and then they lower that maybe 50 feet and have it. Good level road to that mountain.
I see. How about something, if you're building a road in a mountain and you have to watch out because there's a steep, sheer drop, you know? What would you call that part, you know? You got to watch out, you know, up a mountain. This is a sharp, it's practically...
Cliff.
Yeah.
Rock cliff.
All right. A drop cliff?
Rock cliff.
Rock cliff. All right. And how about a place where boats stop on the river and freight is unloaded?
Well, they call that a boat dock.
All right. And where the water is running through a mountain, and then it suddenly drops, you know, the river is moving along like this, and then suddenly it...
Well, we call that a waterfall.
Okay. How about something a little smaller than a waterfall?
I don't know what it'd be called.
Just where the water moves very quickly, and there might be...